Recording live from the Hoban Law Group here in Denver, Colorado, I'm your host, Eric Singular. Welcome to the Hoban Minute. The Hoban Minute is dedicated to exploring the history, the policy, the legal issues, and the newest developments shaping the global cannabis industry. Originally, we had a different vision for the release of this podcast. However, we are compelled to address the impact of coronavirus on cannabis. In recent weeks, we've seen markets nosedive, businesses shut down, and local, state, and federal governments enforce social distancing. To put it very simply, things are uncertain. And for many of us in the hemp and marijuana industries, we are left asking, what does this mean for my business, for my employees, for the farmers, for myself? That's what we are here to discuss on this special series, Coronavirus and Cannabis. We'll be speaking with guests from around the world to address these concerns and to offer some perspective on the uncertainties posed by coronavirus. Nonetheless, I'm sitting here with Bob Hoban, the president and founder of the Hoban Law Group. Bob, life has to go on. What do we do given the uncertainties we are facing?
Well, you nailed it. Life has to go on. The show must go on. And it doesn't mean that we don't need to pay attention to all of the issues around us, and we don't need to be smart and caring and thoughtful. Those are not things that I'm suggesting that we need to ignore. But for those of us that have our own businesses, for so many of our clients, for so many people in the industry that are all in, so to speak, into their business and to building something that's sustainable in this nascent industry, which is so exciting and so limitless in terms of its possibilities, we need to address issues that people should be thinking about. That's the intent of covering this issue in such a timely manner, in real time, and talking with people from around the world to get different perspectives. Some people don't even know what questions to ask, and that's natural. There's nothing wrong with that. So we figure we would help by providing some questions, providing some answers, and providing perspectives that people should incorporate into their thinking, because we can't simply sit back, pack it up, and see what tomorrow brings. We need to make sure that we're asking questions, getting answers, and moving things forward. We have to adapt. We can't simply remove ourselves from the scenario. And that's precisely why we want to provide this information to the listeners out there.
What are some of these topics that we'll be covering? One of them is what this signifies for the cannabis bubble and the impact on cannabis investment.
Yes, I mean, there was notions that there was a cannabis bubble and that this bubble may have burst as we look at some of the Canadian markets. So we'll dive into that issue and we'll see, has it been accelerated, exacerbated, or influenced at all by what's happening with this coronavirus scare?
We'll be talking about contracts, force majeure clauses, and what this means for small business owners.
There's a number of legal issues out there that business owners need to understand and think about, and they don't even know where to start. Looking at contracts is probably the very first thing that business owners should be doing right now.
Think about limiting liability for companies that are selling products right now.
Liability is always a concern for small business owners, but in light of what's happening around us with shutdowns, with a contagion in the air, business owners, product manufacturers, distributors need to be even more careful.
We'll be talking about a great topic, not to be taken too literally, but could CBD cure coronavirus?
Exactly. That's not the real question that we'll pose, but we say that tongue in cheek because we've seen too many people suggesting that CBD was the panacea cure-all for everything, and the most recent focus of that is on curing coronavirus with CBD. We'll dive into that and related topics such as representations and claims associated with product sales in this industry.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've seen some of the biggest events around the world be canceled or postponed, and this has certainly affected our industry. We'll be speaking with a number of event organizers who have had to quickly shift their plans.
Well, not only is that a major topic, because the cannabis industry is largely built on in-person events and the corresponding networking, but it's also this cannabis community as a whole that's global in scope. And so many people have made such great relationships that are not just business-minded, that are deeper than that. And all of that is on pause right now. So we'll look at ways that this will affect the industry and alternatives going forward.
Certainly global in scope, and also those supply chains. This is definitely going to have an impact there. What can we expect to hear on that?
From a supply chain perspective, we just started building the global cannabis supply chain. So it's almost certainly interrupted by this, but we'll look at how this affects choices by folks that operate within that supply chain, whether those are farmers, processors, manufacturers, distributors, so forth and so on, and try to answer those tough questions about what's next.
Farmers are a critical piece of that supply chain, and we'll be speaking with some industry leaders to talk about what the effect of coronavirus is going to be on hemp production and hemp farming in 2020.
I mean, look, we've said it time and again, the show must go on, and the farmers' show must absolutely go on. If we don't have farmers doing what they do best, keeping that pipeline full so that crops, whatever they might be, not just limiting it to cannabis, are in place 9-10 months from now, when harvest time comes around, then we as a planet, as a society, have failed. So recognizing that, we're going to look at some of the hard choices, some of the safety precautions, and some of the protocols that will take place to keep that food pipeline full.
It's an election year. That's always a big shakeup, no matter what. We'll think about what are the implications on policy, and is this going to affect discussions in D.C. around potential federal legalization?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that we're sitting here talking about a cannabis industry that's global in scope reflects a tremendous amount of progress globally in a very, very short period of time. Will this virus impact that? Will it slow it down? Will it create additional accelerated opportunities from politicians, policymakers, and governments around the world?
Is the world going to be the same? We're going to think about how to prepare for the next crisis. We have a lot to cover in the days to come. We hope you tune in and stay posted. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hoban Minutes special series on coronavirus and cannabis. You can head on over to Hoban.law for more information on this podcast or the Hoban Law Group. If you have any ideas for subjects that we should be covering or any questions you want to pose to Bob or myself, shoot us an email at media@hoban.law. And stay tuned for the next episode on this special series, Coronavirus and Cannabis.